welcome to our series on our firstborn brother. And today we're going to look into what does it mean for us to be heirs with Christ. And we've read that in a few of our scriptures in some of the previous sessions. If you haven't had a chance to listen to those, I'd encourage you to go so you can get a fuller picture of what this looks like for us. We're going to be jumping through a few different sections of Romans 8, but we're going to stay in that chapter today. So Romans 8 verse 16 and 17 says this: "For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share with his glory, we must also share with his suffering." And as we talked about in some of the previous sessions, we are called into this family. And so the expectation is we would share in the life of this family because we are adopted as genuine children of God. And therefore, as we looked at, we are actually called to function in a certain way with Christ. Not only is it that God has called us to enter into a relationship, but he has called us into a mission. He's called us into the family business, so to speak, that actually we're supposed to share in his glory. And yes, that may also mean that we share in his suffering. And in fact, Jesus would often say this to his disciples, that we should not expect to be treated any differently than he was. If he was loved by certain people, then we will be loved by certain people. If he was hated by certain people, then we should expect to be hated by certain people. And this theme has really been carried throughout history. And even today, there are many people who are killed or who are suffering because they share in the glory of Christ, because they have been brought into this family. There's nothing worth compromising on that glory, that shared divine life. And they're willing to put their lives on the line to maintain that connection, to maintain what they have been called into, what is their rights through the blood of Jesus. And then let's look at verse 29 to 30 as well. Again, it mirrors a similar thing. "For God knew his people in advance and chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory." God has decided to share his glory with us. For whatever reason, that's just how he's decided to do things. Therefore, there is a proper way that we can interact with God. And so we shouldn't actually think of ourselves too below God in a relational aspect. And we shouldn't treat ourselves as people who come before God and we're groveling and we're coming to someone who doesn't like us and we have to work for this. Actually, God has done so much work for us to come into him, to have a relationship with him of a right standing, and in that standing to carry his glory. And there is so much room for as many people as possible, because Jesus is the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. So God's capacity of sharing his glory is innumerous. There is no way that we would have too much of God's glory. But more than that, God has an expectation of us that we would actually be involved in his life and his mission. That for some reason, we can be called a co-heir with Christ. And that is partly why Jesus, when he sends out his disciples, sends us out in a similar way that the Father sends him out. That just as Jesus carried out the mission of God the Father here on earth, that we are called to carry out the mission of Jesus here. And Jesus says to us that we carry that same authority. And then in verse 20 to 22, it says this: "Against it all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope The creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And so part of what it looks like for us to be heirs with Christ, part of what it looks like for us to be in God's family, is that actually we are the hope of the rest of creation, the rest of what is around us, what is the hope of the world and the hope of, you know, some of the challenges we face in the natural world and stewarding these things. That hope is found in God's children coming into their fullness as his heirs. In fact, the creation is longing for God's children to be fully expressing the glorious freedom that they have through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And they know that they will join us in experiencing that same freedom. And wow, what a calling that is, that actually it's so much bigger than ourselves. It's so much bigger than where we are and our own relationship with God. It's bigger than our relationship together as a congregation. It's bigger than our relationship together as a city. It's bigger than our relationship together as a global church, because our mission is beyond ourselves. Our mission speaks of God's intention for all of creation, that actually we are the template. We are those who carry the very hope that this new creation that we experience, this new birth, is going to be something that is experienced by all of creation. And all of creation is ready and waiting and groaning to experience this newness, this freedom from death and decay that is promised to us in eternity, and that we can experience to a degree now, that they're longing to experience. The children of God who have claimed what is rightfully theirs as heirs with Christ. And so know that, yes, you may be someone who works, you know, in an office. You may be someone who's studying. You may be someone who's going about their day to day, and you know, people may look down on you, or you might feel like no one notices you. But if you have a relationship with Jesus, you are part of God's eternal family. You carry the DNA of the family, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That the Spirit is within you as a guarantee that you are God's child. And that because you have been adopted by him, you are also an heir with Jesus, our Lord and Savior himself. He decides that he wants to share his glory with us. And there is no greater calling in all of creation than being able to participate not only in the life of God, but also in the mission of God to all of creation, not just to ourselves. So I hope that you are encouraged and blessed to see the full scope, well, not even the full scope, really just a taster of what it really means for Jesus to be our firstborn brother, and what it means for us as believers to be a family together. Some of the cost that is with that, but more than the cost, the hope and trust that we have in our Father, that he will never leave us shortchanged, and that he has called us to a great mission and purpose in him.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today here on Bible Focus. I do hope you'll join me on Monday as we have Michael Lerman joining us for a new series. So have a good weekend, and I'll see you in the next one.